जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 वृंदावन जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 गिरनाभिदा जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 गिरनाभिदा जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 गिरनाभिदा जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 गिरनाभिदा जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय 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 गिरनाभिदा जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्याम जय जय श्याम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्याम जय जय श्याम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्याम जय जय श्याम जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय राधे जय जय राधे जय जय राधे जय जय राधे अजय राधे जय जय 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 श्याम 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 जय जय राधे जय जय राधे जय जय राधे जय जय राधे हे प्रभु तारा प्रभु तारा प्रभु तारा जय प्रभु प्रभु परा प्रभु परा प्रभु परा पूरा प्रभु जय गुरुदेव 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 जय गुरुदेव लीला प्रभु प्रभु पारा जय प्रभु पारा गुरु देवा जय गुरु देवा जय गुरु देवा गुरु देवा जय प्रभु पारा प्रभु पारा प्रभु गुरु देवा जय जय गुरुदेवा।
जय
Jaya Bala Deva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra
Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Jaya Satyananda Jaya Satyananda Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Jai Satyananda Jai Satyananda Jai Satyananda Nitai Gauranga Jaya Radha Damodara Jaya Radha Damodara Jaya Radha Damodara Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Jaya Radhe.
The window open.
Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Jaya Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha. Radha Gopinatha Radhe Jaya Radha Dala Chandi Radha Dala Chandi Jaya Radhe Jaya Radha Dala Chandi Radha Dala Chandi Radhe Hare Ram, 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 H জয় গৌ হরি 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 জয় জয় প্রভু 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 জয় জয় প্রভু 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 জয় জয় প্রভু 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 গুরু জে গুরু জে গুরু জে গুরু জে হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি
বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি বাপ হরি শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কালচন্দ্রী শ্রী জগন্নাথ পালদেব সুভাজ দেবী কি শ্রীলভক্তি তীর্থ মহারাজ কি শ্রীলভক্তি তীর্থ মহারাজ কি শ্রীলভক্তি তীর্থ মহারাজ কি গ্লোরিয়াস টু দি অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. The is the microphone working? Yes. So first, I think all of our sannyasis, you've met, we've had a chance to introduce, and you're hearing their wonderful classes during the week. But Gunagrahi Swami, I don't think he's been with us here for a while, so many of you may not quite know him, or you only know of him. So let me take a moment to introduce him. He said just a moment, that means I'll even go more moments. I have to explain about his humility now. Ranaf Maharaj is on the way, but I think he's going to be quite late. But if so, we'll bring a chair for him. So we hope you keep hearing from these wonderful devotees. Today I'm not really going to give a lecture, but I really have to more or less, I don't know, for lack of a better word, just make a few statements of closure, and then I would like you to have chance to ask questions or to hear from each of our devotees who are sitting here. I will try to stay the whole time as long as I can. The new thing is that I have cancer all in my back and buttocks. And so just sitting now becomes so much more difficult than before. But I won't go there. The body is doing its ongoing thing of deterioration. But what I'd like to share today is in relationship to Nirjan Bhajan. Nirjan Bhajan. This is a period where one refrains or moves away or moves outside the material realm of day-to-day services as well as normal identification. So this is the last time that I'm going to give a class, mainly because of Nirjan Bhajan. Let me explain this. But before that, I'll make an announcement because I may forget later. When we do finish, then we'd like the sannyasis to come up to the Institute House and for them to take prasadam there. And I'd like to speak with them about 5 or 10 minutes before they take prasadam. And basically, this will be my last formal appearance. And for lack of a better word, this is the last time you will see me, or I will allow you to see me or think of me as Bhakti Tirtha Swami. Bhakti Tirtha Swami has left. He is 95% gone. And now he has to do what's necessary for the last 5%. See, and something interesting is happening beyond my ability to understand fully. So I will not try to explain it as if I do understand it. But I will try to share as best as I can as I'm learning, as I'm growing and experiencing. Remember, my basic posture in prayer was to experience whatever was necessary to become totally pure, to encounter whatever could help me to impact upon the society in a more, for lack of a better word, effective way, so that I could help minimize minimize suffering for a quantity number of devotees, mainly to somehow be used to make spiritual life a little more joyful, a little easier, to help devotees to have a little more faith, and literally to take on sufficient karma that would allow me to take on that could remove some of the blocks of many devotees. So in my own way, as you've heard in these Sundays and previously Saturdays, I try to enter somewhat more into the mood of Vasudev Datta. I say more because this is a prayer I've been making almost ever since I was a young brahmachari. Didn't understand it then, nor do I fully understand it now, but I'm beginning to understand it. Now my concern, from my perspective, was how to die on the battlefield. My perception of that was as to die as Grandfather Bhishma Dev, up to the last breath, to try to be sharing, hearing, learning, and giving. And to allow my life, hopefully, and most important, my process of death, to be a major amendment to the Vaishnava community. You see, in the past, we've had rather quick, transcendence, in the case of Guru Govinda Maharaj, Tamal, and somewhat in the case of Shira Maharaj. Extended period of chronic illness, but the process of the actual death experience was not quite made as public as perhaps my death experience or terminal illness. And so I fully feel it's part of my service, part of my recent prayer, and part of how I end my service to Prabhupada at this time. So, more than I can understand, my service to Prabhupada in this body, in this plane, in this time, in this institution here, is over. And now, what I have to do is I have to, forgive me because I don't know how to explain this any better than how I try. Because one is not supposed to fully reveal their bhajan. At the same time, we have the principle of priti, and that we are to reveal our minds in confidence and receive others' minds in confidence as part of the loving exchange. Since I've tried to publicly try to love everybody, whatever that means, or to push the idea of love in terms of Vaishnava, Vaishnava is going deeper and honoring the healthy Vaishnava love, not lust, not emotionalism, sentimentality, although it's hard to fully embrace that as long as you're in a material body, or it's hardly to fully embrace that as long as we're in a material world. But still we must make our efforts, because we say that there's no love in this world, meaning this perfect state, but it doesn't mean that there isn't what, that this is an arena for training, it's an arena for rectification, it's an arena for what? For allowing people to engage in massive sense gratification, but it's also an arena for allowing people to use their senses to become freed from this Maitunya Gara, the shackles that bind us of lust and sex life, to be freed from the enemies of the mind, like Matsurya and Karma and Mohan Nada. These are just some of the ways Vaya fear how we go lifetime after lifetime. So maybe the best way to explain this is when karmis or religionists leave their bodies, their physical body deteriorates, and the subtle body takes the soul onto its next destination. Now somehow or other we are blessed or we're high quality devotee, or if we're eternally liberated and we've just come into this world in disguise, then when we leave, in this acidic category is a little special because there's so many special variables there. But let us look at the category outside of the condition state where one is going to come back in a material body. That means if one now has reached perfection, then that means the physical body has to die. But it means also, try to understand this, the subtle body must also die. It must all be left behind. The subtle body has carried us lifetime after lifetime as long as we've been in the material world. So many impressions from many, many lifetimes are caught up in the subtle body. So many fears, so many experiences, so many failures, so many successes are all there in the subtle body. Ever since we've left the kingdom of God, Krishna Loka, we've been moving on, the subtle body carrying the soul in different environments. So what is happening now is that my physical body is just kind of hanging on because the subtle body is still hanging. Physical body is already overdue, that it should have been gone some time back. But because Prabhupada is using me somewhat as a puppet, and also sharing the death experience, so it's allowing me to have this experience in a way that I can kind of communicate it, and I can share it, and I can leave it as a legacy, as part of my service to him, and also so I can prepare many of you for when you're going to leave the bodies. We read Bhagavatam, and we hear about Maharaj Pariksit, who has only a week to live. And so we see what he does. He's in completely captivated, raptured attention in hearing. He stops eating. He is not mating. He is not defending. None of his previous concerns and obligations have any meaning anymore. Not that they were not important, not that they were not relevant while he was existing and going to continue on this planet. So now, with whatever short time I have to, for my own freedom of being able to wrap up my service and to be freed of any last lingering things in the mind, a part of the false ego especially, and part of the subtle body's identification. For those of you who are disciples and well-wishers, that you have more time to honor my departure, because after I leave out of here, then you'll be almost forced even more to accept my departure, because only a few caretakers will see me physically or hear from me anymore in this lifetime. You're hearing from me in the future, will be through tapes or from reading the books, messages coming forth, or through dreams or through other transmissions that we connect with you outside of orthodoxy. So you have to, and you've heard it a couple of times, but now you have to fully integrate in the fact that we have served wonderfully together and many opportunities in different ways. We've laughed together, we've cried together, we've made offenses toward each other in different ways. We've been faithless together, faithful together. I've given many of you instructions in different ways that sometimes you didn't quite understand. And now we hope that it'll all become clear. See, for me it's a little more difficult because I was blessed but also sort of cursed that in the kind of way I was serving Prabhupada, I had to be so much aware and attentive to secular things. And so a lot of that was a sacrifice, and that it was extending myself to preach but not always giving deep nourishment to the soul. My soul is of a certain quality by Prabhupada's and Krishna's mercy, and remains as it is and will always be what it was. However, as I came into this world, certain coverings, certain things I and you and everyone else has to deal with. In my particular way of serving Prabhupada, I had to be very much, and you see that in my books. My books are all on different topics. My books have been accepted by all the so-called gurus in that area. That means I didn't just write something based on material speculation, but I had to be somewhat on top of what I maturely shared. At the same time, I had to be as careful as I could to remain within Vaishnava's paradigm, and I did. And whereas some people think I didn't, if they do a closer reading, or if they allow me to explain, or if they do a closer investigation, particularly of the lives of the acharyas, they will see that there are times we can use secondary things, particularly if they enhance primary, and that our philosophy is that we based our understandings on Shabda Brahman 100%, but also on Anumana and Pratyaksha. Anumana is based on some interpretation, realizations, etc. And Pratyaksha is based on some level, of course, of sense perception. We do not accept Pratyaksha and Anumana as sense percent was the last word. But we do have the right, explained by Jiva Goswami, as he explains the ten pramanas. And the three, he explains, are those that Vaishnavas rely on. In my services, preaching in so many different communities and to so many different environments, I basically use Shabda Brahman and try to present it in a palatable way that the audience could respond to. And sometimes in certain groups, I relied on anumana. Certain levels of realizations were shared in different ways. Never, and I say never, did I once go outside of the Siddhanta, because if one does that, they're bogus. But at the same time, sometimes one may have an additional special commission to extend themselves through compassion and trying to reach as many people as possible. So Prabhupada allowed me to reach hundreds of millions of people, especially through the TV programs all around the countries, where I use coming in like a needle and then coming out like an elephant. I'm only saying that because that is very dangerous. It is not a normal way of how to preach or how to serve, and it shouldn't be something that people in general should rely on as a way to serve the mission. It's just like somebody does public relations, or somebody is preaching to diplomats or whatever. That is dangerous. We see how Lord Chaitanya was letting us know about the danger in Pataputra and associating with the king. At the same time, we see Pritabhatiya Chayatanagari Gram, that every town, every village means everyone. And we see how Prabhupada was writing letters to Indira Gandhi and Mahatma Gandhi. And how when he first came, he was mainly trying to reach the academic community. Because he didn't get as much of a response as he wanted from the more intelligent class of men, whatever that means, then he went out more for the masses. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya's mission, Lord Chaitanya, is not considering mass or class, but for everyone. So, what I have to do now is put a little extra time. Jai Sri Sri Radhanath Maharaj Ki. We have a chair for Radhanath. Maharaj, please come up. We're just ending what's going on here. Let's get a moment. So Maharaj, in summary, I've just explained to devotees that my little discussion today, which I'm pretty much finished, is about Nirjan Bhajan, where at some point one totally moves. This is the humility of the devotees of the Lord. So, thank you so much. So, we've been talking about Nirjan Bhajan, and in essence, in 1 minute summary, I'm just saying that my conception of dying on the battlefield was more in the mood of Bhishma Dev, of the one's last breath, trying to share, trying to associate, and trying to preach. And now I'm understanding, as I deteriorate one way physically, and as the soul comes forth more, certain things become more clarified, and certain things are added on, and certain things are dropped. So this is a really horrendous time for me now. Maybe one of the scariest times, because it means that I gotta totally now begin to almost forget everything that I was meditating on all the time in this body, and have to now begin to be, think, and imbibe according to my original swarup. In order to do that I have to give no more public lectures, not even on Sundays. I've already stopped any administration. I've already stopped any correspondence. Only dealings I will have with any devotees at all now on this realm, just with caretakers, and Radhanath Maharaj himself is acting as a special kind of caretaker for me right now. So he, along with the other caretakers, are the only devotees that I'll be seeing. And if I do see you, it's only because you're coming in and out of the room to bring something, or you're coming only to read or to share something in relationship to Vrindavan. Only thing I'm listening to, only thing I'm reading or allowing myself to hear is all in relationship to Vraj. And so this makes it a lot more expedient and easier to give death to the physical body as well as now to the mental, intellectual, the subtle body, which includes, unfortunately, so much of the false ego. Now we have to be careful in this line, because this is also borderlining or near embarking upon Sahajiism. We see Papa warn us of so many things. He warned us of the Mayavadis, or impersonalists. He warned us of the gross materialists. He warned us, you know, of the cheating intellectuals or academicians. He warned us of the smarter brahmanas. But one of his biggest warnings was of the Sahajiyas. Why? Because the Sahajiyas, they look so close to the real thing. They do that, that is associated with authenticity, but they do not have the adhikar. They do not have the blessings, the permission, or the spiritual potency. They are not literally invited yet fully back home, where they are in acceptance and acting in accord. And so normally, the kind of things I'm sharing, just as my service unorthodox, and so where I'm sharing is also unorthodox, and I'm trying to qualify it. Without going outside of revealing one's bhajan, but at the same time, since Prabhupada is using me to give a major education or service to the Vaishnavas about our leaving this body, and so the departure has been so public, and so therefore, up to my last breath will be public. I will die on the battlefield, but not in relationship anymore to Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Swami Krishna Pad, John Favors. That is all in the past now. So if you do come up, or we ask you to come, or one of the caretakers asks you to come to read, understand you're coming in and you're reading some past times, and that's it. No discussions about anything else. And if you do, I will 99% not respond anyway. If for some reason, if I feel that I need to say something to you, and I break a little bit of my pattern, then I will do that, but I will kind of hurt myself in the process. Just like the other day, I had already started thinking this way. I didn't know I was going to have to make it so public or make it so official. But the other day, I called in some of the Guru Kulis, Gopal and Vrindavaneshwari and family. They were doing the bhajan, and I just so much appreciated this whole family of Guru Kulis just chanting. The chanting will still go on two times a day, and let me let you know that I appreciate it so much. And even though you don't see me when you chant, but you're chanting outside of my room, so therefore, whatever I'm doing inside, I'm doing inside, as it may be. Because sometimes I'm literally crying like a baby, and sometimes I'm just so happy as I am now. I'm very mixed right now. I'm extremely happy. I mean, imagine at this point, if you were in the shape that I'm in, just put away the sickness and all the amputations and all this other stuff I've gone through. And imagine that the last days of your life, you've had a chance to serve the Vaishnavas by increasing certain devotees' faith and by getting their prayers and their blessings. And now you're being revealed your original services in the spiritual world, and you are having the chance to allow that to grow and to unfold, where you're able to experience gradually the spiritual world before you leave the physical or the subtle body. So wouldn't you be really happy knowing that it's all over and it's just a matter of moments or a short time? Because whatever it is, these are moments in terms of spiritual time. But knowing that even in material time, There's only a short time, and your life is over from having to take any more tests, from having to go through any more struggles, and that you have done basically what you had been sent to do, and maybe you didn't do it perfectly, but that you had done it in a way that had pleased your spiritual master. Wouldn't you be happy like anything? So that side of me is just, I mean, amazingly happy, because I've been given so much more mercy and facilitation than my quality. And I needed it, and I wanted it, and somehow it has come. Now the other side, of course, is imagine that you got tumors all over you, you got arthritis, you got diabetes, you're not sleeping, and you've been very active and you're not active anymore, and your whole life has been basically activity even before I was a devotee, especially as a devotee, constantly active and planning and preaching and moving about. And all of a sudden, you're confined to a room where you have to be on your side most of the time because you can't even sit up. You got a broken collarbone that may break any day, and you lose full control of the arm. Anyway, go on that side. That side is horrible in many ways. But still, what I'm experiencing is token to what one would normally experience with the kind of cancer that I have at the state that the cancer is. I've just lost a lot of weight, lost a lot of muscle and bone in a lot of places. But still, somehow, everything is going on. Now, with that other side, and now you are entering into a situation where you're not gone yet, but you won't be able to relate to those who normally kind of give you a certain strength to keep on going as you're going in your physical state. So it's almost like a total situation where you're being thrown into the water, and so you drown or you swim. So we're stopping everything that would be part of orthodoxy, and so now it means I have a mental breakdown and get angry at Krishna and Guru and for giving me this kind of disease, causing me to have to suffer like this, and forbid that would never happen. Because you won't let it happen. Your prayers has already stopped that. Then the other side, of course, is having the knowledge of all of you and all the amazing devotees all around the world who you serve with, and knowing that the same Krishna who has reached out went the extra way to help me and Guru can and will do the same for you, and knowing that at some point we can all be back in the spiritual world serving. So I think you can get a little bit of idea of the duality that I'm dealing with now. Scary that I have to make this kind of abrupt situation without fully being able to experience the higher realms. I'm connecting but not fully experiencing. And it's like jumping and not knowing if he's going to fully be caught. But the faith is there, and the faith allows you to jump. See, it'd be easy if I'm at this situation now, and I'm hearing Krishna's flute, and I'm fully 100% aware of where I'm going, and all the details. Yes, I'm aware that some of the details are unfolding, and some of the impressions are unfolding, but not fully. And so it's like that. Again, kind of a little bit, kind of an ambiguous and limbo situation. I just wanted to read one quote in reference to this, or maybe two. And then what I'm going to do is maybe 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to take personal questions that you may have for me, just based on what I've just said. And then after that, then we want to receive questions from the floor that all of our sannyasis can be able to address. I want to take advantage of their being here. If it wasn't for my statement that I had to make today, I wouldn't have even spoke at all. I would have wanted you just to be able to hear them. But most of them will be around for a few days, or have been around, so you are hearing their classes. And only you unfortunate ones who only come on Sunday, then you are bereft, because most of the time you're just hearing me. So, you know, go beyond the Sunday visit if you can, and try to come. Now this also means that those who were basically around, because they were around to hear me speak the little I do on Sundays, that's over now. And I'm not just saying that, and then three weeks later, I'm going to be speaking again. First, I don't think I'll be here 3 weeks later, but even if I was, no, this is final. This is an order that I've been given, that I've accepted, and now I have to follow it. If I don't follow it, there'll be heavy consequences. If I don't follow this, then I'll go through kind of more of a normal physical breakdown of departure, where the body and all the organs just break down, and then finally the soul cannot tolerate anymore, and those connected with the soul just have some special pity and just snatch you out. I'm trying to align myself in a way that I'll be able to leave far before that. And this has come about because I somehow couldn't understand why I was still here when my time was already over. And as this physical body is dying, and now the mental body is dying, and I'm understanding it, is that more of the mental body I had to be broken, but also I had to help everyone to understand a little better that it is important to die in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in Mayapur and the Holy Dhams. And it is very important to have very deep sadhu qualities. It's very important to detach ourselves from just the normalcy of serving. We serve, and that is important, but the service attitude and the conscience is more important. And so it seems that if I would have left somewhat earlier, this last aspect would have been missed a little bit, because I'm not leaving in Vrindavan, and I'm not leaving where I'm having 24-hour kirtans all around me, or where you know an hour, 2 hours before I leave, which most cases, most likely, you won't. And so therefore, I have already gone in one sense, and now you're being informed of what I'll be doing until I leave. In other words, to go back to the spiritual world, we have to become like the residents of the spiritual world. And sometimes we can be pulled out the body, and whatever is left hanging, then the guru helps to take that away. So like if there was anything hanging with Tamal or Shura Maharaj at the time of death, which may or may not be, but it doesn't matter. But the point is, the spiritual master, ready to receive them back in the spiritual world and engage them in other services there, as well as in our universes, it was on him to take away whatever was left. My meditation and dying on the battlefield was in that way. I've already seen how much mercy is so powerful, and seeing how mercy has extended itself beyond my quality. And I expected, basically, I was going to preach pretty much until I drop, and then whatever else is left, it would just be wiped away. And that's why up to just very recently, I was still doing radio and TV, radio and other things by phone, and still trying to do these classes. And anyone who comes, I would practically, especially, I'm a God brothers and God sisters, I would make myself available, and I would talk to them. But now you see, I can't even do that, because pretty much talking to any of my God brothers and God sisters even is still in our relationship to service to Prabhupada on this plane. And so that has its own subtle way of reinforcing My identity is Bhakti Tirtha Swami. So I'll read this. You remember how I shared earlier how Bhakti Vinod, he faked the paralysis, and it was a couple of years that he was in, you know, near Jan Bhajan, just living as if he was already in a spiritual kingdom. He, as much as he was available with writing his books and managing and counseling people on an individual basis, that at the end, he faked being totally, you know, debilitated physically so that he would be in that state. Did he have to do that? We don't know. As such a high-level pure devotee, never conditioned. But all of these are examples for us in such ways. We see that Lord Chaitanya, that how many years did he actively preach and stay in the physical body? He left very young. And we see so many of those years, he was with who? Just a few intimates. Who? Prabhu Damodar. Who else? Ramananda Roya. Okay. And then we hear about Sikhi Mahidi or his sister. But we see primarily with Ramananda Roya and Usavu Damodar. Now he's God. He didn't have to do any adjustments before he's going back. But we see that at a particular time, his mission in terms of his travels and being available to the society and the world, that it came to closure. And then he entered more and more with these special servants who facilitated that state of awareness and that state of taste. And so, in our own little way, Prabhupada's arranging now for me to enter into that phase and to have a few caretakers who are mainly just doing things with my physical body and some reading, as he said, and Ranath Maharaj will be also facilitating as a special caretaker, where we will basically be blissed out, for lack of a better word. But I really want to thank all of my servants. There are some of you who, during this lifetime, assisted me as personal servants, and you know me in a way that some others don't, because you got some heavy, heavy chastisement from me, and you knew on a day-to-day basis that that smile I give is just a facade to get you ready for the sauce. And you see me as a workaholic, and you see me impose upon you and make you a workaholic. Where basically those who serve me as secretaries or servants, most of the time, you are not able to be regulated in your eating or your sleeping. And as I explained to a few later, I saw you as an extension of me. And so while I was very kind and very seemingly aware of others' needs, it seemed like I wouldn't be so aware of your own needs because I identified you so much as part of me. And so as I minimized so much of my own eating and sleeping and other things, material comforts, so it wasn't that I thought less of you or had a double standard. It's that that's how much I appreciated you and how much I used you. And I thank you so much for that. I especially thank, and I'll thank them when we leave, the sannyasis as such. Let me just read this to you. I'd like to read a few quotes on this and then I'll stop. This is Bhakti Siddhanta speaking. My dear mind, what kind of devotee are you? Simply for cheap adoration, you sit in a solitary place and pretend to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But this is all cheating. So here Bhakti Siddhanta is warning that this can also be done prematurely. It can be a cheating process where you try to do such, but you do not have the adhikar, do not have the connection, and therefore the mind just goes in sense gratification. Remember a case in Mayapur where there was this devotee, an African-American devotee, who used to be president of Kenya Temple. At one point he came to Mayapur, I think his name was Sham Das, Krishna bless him, and he established a little bhajan kutir, and he wasn't eating, and just hold this for me, and he was just chanting all day long. So many devotees would come, they'd be very impressed of how austere he was and how fixed, and Prabhupada wasn't very impressed. Then we saw later, you know, that he blooped. So, again, a case of entering into and not having the blessings or the permission. Or remember the case of one devotee from Chicago who also was thought to have terminal illness. He's the only devotee in the movement that Prabhupada gave the title of Babaji. I think we remember him. Adu, what's his name? Udaloma Adama. So, that devotee, he thought he was going to die. The doctors gave that, prognosis or diagnosis. So he went, he was initiated by Prabhupada to Babaji, put on Babaji cloth, went to Mayapur. The idea was to chant to death. Or was it Vrindavan? Was it Mayapur? I think Mayapur, huh? Yes. And then later he found out that he wasn't terminally ill. And he, of course, abandoned his Babaji cloth, his Japamala, his name, title, and even his identity as Iskar devotee. And hopefully he's come back around to associate sometime, but somehow he left. So it shouldn't be that we do this as a way of running away, as a reactive, mode. We don't do this because we are just disgusted with material body, or we're disgusted with our sickness, or whatever. Or we want to show how advanced we are. Anyway, I'm just reading this so that there's some balance as we carry this with us. One other reading in relationship to Srila Prabhupada. This is from Prabhupada. Bhagavatam 4:28-33. Thus Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur advocated that every devotee, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, preach the bhakti cult, Krishna consciousness, all over the world. Only when one is mature can he sit in a solitary place and retire from preaching all over the world. Following this example, the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness now render service as preachers in various parts of the world. Now they can allow the spiritual master to retire from active preaching work. In the last stage of the spiritual master's life, the devotees of the spiritual master should take the preaching activities into their own hands. In this way, the spiritual master can sit down in a solitary place and render nirjan bhajan. So, whenever the spiritual masters leave, and I'm going to end with one and a half other short quotes, but whenever the spiritual masters leave, there's always confusion. There's always a certain amount of chaos. Because one, there must be, if there was potency in the spiritual master's existence, his mission and what he carried, just like when Krishna left the planet, we see even Arjuna couldn't refrain from being defeated by, just a common warrior. So obviously, that there are certain things that go on by the presence of the Guru. It's like some cases, when Prabhupada left, we thought that we were responsible for some of the things that were happening. And in some cases, some of us fell down because so much of our ability to do something was based directly on not only Prabhupada's blessings and wishes, but his presence as we were serving him. And so when he left, it put us in a situation of destitution, desperation, but most important, a time to take up the mission with more sincerity and determination than ever before. It gave us a time to now to feel that we had to take on a burden. Just like if you saw your spiritual master or someone going up the staircase with a big bundle of something, a couple of boxes or a couple of bags, you would naturally be drawn to quickly to come and to take as many of the bags as you could, taking a burden on yourself, happily and enthusiastically. So when the spiritual master leaves, so many devotees who have a chance now to take on more responsibility and will have a chance to become deeper in their realizations and even empowered as the call of duty is there and Krishna has no favorites and therefore is ready to facilitate whoever is ready. After Prabhupada left, so many devotees who normally may have been taking things more for granted or just taking more direct shelter under Prabhupada, when he left, then they had to go deeper and understand our Vaishnava heritage, to go deeper and connect with other also acharyas and how Prabhupada represented them. Many began to learn the basic languages of Sanskrit and Bengali, etc., so they could read the books in the original language and make the message available so that more and more books would still be available. So in some ways, we would not have grown as we did if Prabhupada would have remained. At the same time, some devotees, just months after Prabhupada left, they also left the movement. So in my case, I don't expect much confusion because you've had a chance for months to prepare. We've signed several documents and wrote several things of clarification, even up to the samadhi arrangements. I've even picked out my own urns, what's going to be used. I wanted to do that myself. This is my nature of control. And the different departments, as many things have happened based on departments, here as well as other parts of the world. We just expect you to now to go on with what you've been taught a little bit by me or by me. The most important, your duty to the mission of Prabhupada's special offering to his guru and to the world, that you take even deeper shelter of your grandfather. You've studied the life of the acharyas even more. And that you make your shiksha connections stronger, or you make those connections formal. That you shouldn't just think that you can go on in your devotional service without more personal kind of guidance. You can get that more from your shikshas. So each of you should, disciples and well-wishers, you should be connecting deeper with devotees like you have here, or other senior devotees that inspire you, make that deeper connection. Before I read the last two, and then I'll stop. I don't think I've introduced Guna Grahi. I mentioned, but I didn't, did I? Did I introduce him? So, Guna Grahi, others of you all know, Guna Grahi probably mentally tried to block me, but don't forget, I'm a little different from when you saw me last. I got more mental energy now, and my body is weaker. So you weren't able to stop me completely. And he's so humble. So Maharaj has been serving in so many enlivening ways. You see this djembe drum he has. He has helped to bring more of the djembe presence into ISKCON. So if you love djembe and it makes you move and enthuses you, then you give a lot of respect to Maharaj. If you have a problem, that hey, this kind of thing is not Vedic, then you also give respect to him. That he's not to be put into a box. That he realized that all music belongs to Krishna. And our instruments are ultimately connected with Krishna. And so he's giving back a certain kind of instrument to be used in glorifying Krishna. He's done this in the Krishna Fest. A wonderful group of devotees he organized. And the Pandava Sainas and others and the younger devotees who were coolies, they especially loved it or would love it. They hadn't experienced it. But a group of devotees who, you know, who knew how to jam and be Krishna conscious at the same time. And so he, Maharaj is, you see, a musician, and he is offering that service back to Krishna. The other day, one devotee from New York, 26, the temple, the Brahmacharya Ashram, I don't know his name, forgive me, but he came here just to make pizza for me and some of the members of the community. And I think he was trained up by Kastuba. And I was thinking, pizza, yeah, but if you really want pizza, you just have to be with Maharaj and to be with some of his devotees who can make real pizza like you've never had before. When I go to Argentina, an integral part of my siddhanta, of my sadhana when I go to Argentina, is to very meticulously and conscientiously and mindfully to have a half a day of just eating pizza. and we literally do that. They make it so thin and so nice, then and they keep it hot, and they just bring it in, and you just eat. You eat, and you talk, and you talk and talk, and then you eat and eat. And then you eat and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat. Until you get to a point that you're just exhausted because you've chewed, your mouth is tired, even though your stomach still wants more. So somehow this devotee, he almost matched Maharaj's pizza. So it made me think of him, and I had no idea he was coming, so today I'm so happy to see him. And then Yudhisthira also came in, and he made pizza for us. Here I'm a dying man, and I'm talking about pizza. I'm supposed to be talking about Vrindavan. I could at least be talking about, you know, pakoras and samosas and, you know, sabji, rice and dal. But I was so much that kind of preacher that I even had eating styles adopted to that. And so what did I like? Burgers and french fries and pizzas. So even though I will be thinking only about Vrindavan, cooks, as long as I still have an appetite. You know, at one point, when I was doing the radiation, and the cancer was growing really fast, I had no appetite. But somehow, in the last week and a half, I've been able to have an appetite. I've been able to eat, you know. And so, even though, you know, we'll make the mano vrat, or we won't talk about hardly anything, only Vrindavan we'll talk about. But you can still bring the burgers and the pizzas. And if I die because it's not good for my digestion, then it's prasadam, and I will die enjoying myself to death. They'll come back in to get my tray, and my face will be over. I have ice cream on this side. A little chutney on this side. And I'll say, well, Maharaj died on the battlefield. He lived up to his words. So Maharaj, we thank you so much for being here. And maybe tomorrow, not maybe, but tomorrow morning, he can give the Bhagavatam class. And we want to... And the rest of the sannyasis and god brothers and devotees in general who are here, please take advantage of your associating with each other. One of the beautiful things about festivals, anytime that a large group of devotees come together, that is a chance that we can have, you know, quality sangha. And again, those who have to leave will be more prone to leave now. And that's okay. It's no problem. Have no regrets or whatever. Sometimes we think we have to be there when, you know, our beloved, you know, leave. But as long as we're there in consciousness, that's what's most important. So let me read these last two quotes. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri, he was continuously overwhelmed night and day by separation from Krishna. Day and night he tasted transcendental blissful songs and verses with two associates, namely Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roya. He relished the symptoms of various transcendental emotions, such as, and he just listen to these symptoms that Mahaprabhu relished in that state of confinement. Jubilation, lamentation, anger, humility, anxiety, grief, eagerness, and satisfaction. Of course, this is not mundane anger like we may experience, but we see that all these emotions ultimately come from Krishna anyway. He would recite his own verses, expressing their meanings and emotions, and thus enjoy tasting them with these two friends. Sometimes the Lord would be absorbed in a particular emotion and would stay awake or awoke all night reciting verses and relishing their taste. So we see what Mahaprabhu, who was not different than Krishna himself, who was Radharani, or Krishna in the bhav of Radharani, being the perfect example of devotee, and how he lived, how he gave, and how he left. Okay, last one. In 1977, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, at the age of 82, suffered illness repeatedly. So don't think that a devotee doesn't get sick or doesn't suffer. Suffer illness repeatedly. But their suffering is not quite the same, because of how they directed toward Krishna, how they accepted, and became in a physically weakened state. He decided to discontinue his traveling around the world and take shelter of Vrindavan Dham, the sacred place of Lord Krishna's pastimes. He listened and chanted Hare Krishna day and night. However, Srila Prabhupada remained in the association of who? Of his loving disciples, who assisted him during his final pastimes by chanting very softly and sweetly the Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours a day. Srila Prabhupada said that this was his Nirjan Bhajan. At that, his sannyasi disciples, including the translator of this work, had to take over the responsibility of traveling and preaching all over the world. As he would not be able to travel anymore, this great spiritual master had taken shelter of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan during the last days of his life. So I'm beginning to feel too much pain now, but I want all of you to take advantage of the devotees who are here. But at the same time, I'm going to open up just for myself for 3 or 4 minutes to maybe take just 2 questions. And then after that, any questions you may have had for me or in general, these devotees have more than enough devotion and love and compassion toward you and realization and blessing from Prabhupada to be able to handle your questions. So there's 1 or 2 short questions just for me. I'll answer those and then we can take a 1 minute break while they pick me out. You can chant the Shingare prayers and you stay at least for half an hour, 40 minutes, if longer if you like, and you have a chance to hear from them. Because some of you only come Sunday, so you won't be able to be around for their classes later. If you're wise, you will try to hear more longer. There's enough prasadam for everybody. And if there's not, just beat up the cooks. So they'll never do it again. Just give them a good beating, huh? Tell them your guru's dying. We should be in a festive mood. This is victory time. He just revealed that he's been invited back, and we all should be rejoicing. And you didn't come this far, and have to drive so far to have a few empty chickpeas. So, cooks, if you haven't made enough, you better have some mystic power to make the food multiply. Are you going to have 300 people jumping on your head? Okay. Please. Is there a microphone we can pass the mic? I purposely allowed him to speak. Several times I've said I have a very special affection or appreciation for our Guru Kulis, second and third generation, because it's a sign that our movement has a good future when the children of the parent, when the parents bring these kids into the world and then they say yes. It's like when I broke a little bit of my etiquette and brought the Guru Kulis in, one of the things that was overwhelming to me is that Vrindavan Eshwari's little baby, little girl, who's only, what's her age? She's 3 years old. And she was leading the bhajans, during their period. She was leading some of the bhajans. And I was just amazed. There's a whole family, just all a family, a biological family, of Guru Kulis. And then a third generation, little girl, 3 years old, and she's leading the bhajans. That was overwhelming. Nanda?
My question is that you're telling us that you're leaving, so we understand that you're never going to leave us. So I just want to understand, how do we understand this point that you're leaving, that you're never actually leaving us?
Could you all hear him? So he's saying, I'm leaving, but we hear that a Vaishnava never dies. And we hear that the relationship between disciple and guru is eternal. So in one sense, it's like I'm saying to all of you, bye-bye, I'm out of here. You got to stay in the prison now, and I'm out of the prison, I'm gone. It's nice knowing you working together, brother. Hoodie bowl. No, it's not like I'm leaving you behind, or that the connection really changes, that much. It's just that physically, I'm going to a different space. Just as I was with you in England, and then I left and went to, Croatia or Russia, and then came to America. So we were still in touch, but in a different way. When I was with you in England, You were bringing me to Prasadam, we were talking, you were helping me with email. And so there was a certain way how we related and served. And then when I left and went to other places, you still knew I was your guru, and you had services and I had service, and you still knew we were all blessed by mercy of Prabhupada, you know, the service mission. You still knew that you had so many uncles and aunties and god brothers and god sisters, and just an amazing realm of support, of solace. So you had to look at it, you know, more in that way. Is that now you won't be able to, you know, bring the prasadam to me, or do the emails, or get the direct chastisement in the physical, but I'll still chastise you. So some small shift is there. But still, and we look at this, we think of the Goswamis, and we see how they were so sad, and so to a certain extent, when, you know, one of their colleagues left. At the same time, you know, they're eternally connected. And at the same time, especially on, you know, their particular level, they're always so conscious. But still, we look at, you know, Srinivas and you know, so many cases we could cite of how they were, you know, it was overwhelming. And so similar. Well, when Prabhupada left, it was overwhelming. But his mission goes on, and every day we can connect with him deeper if we want to. You see? I felt like I've connected deeper with Prabhupada after he left in some ways than even when he was here. Even though he, you know, gave me some amazing blessings and spoiled me in different ways while he was here. But I realized I connected deeper with Prabhupada through certain dreams or revelations, and also through certain ways how my god brothers and god sisters explain some of their realizations and meetings and associations with Prabhupada. It actually gave me more Prabhupada's association than even sometimes physically being in a room with Prabhupada, hearing his lecture, etc. Okay, the last question. Okay, I'm trying to see if any other Guru Kuli. So no other Guru Kuli. So we'll take the devotee here. So hi, Dave. One of my oldest disciples from Africa, from Ghana. He's helped me so much there, in a very difficult place. And now he's come to be a prisoner of Radha-Damodar for a while. So he loves to give the, you know, the guru stumper questions.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
And if I can't answer it, then I'll tell you. I'll answer it for you in a dream. All right.
This section of ISKCON. The few gurus who have departed physically were all put into samadhi without being cremated. But I learned you giving an instruction that when you do leave your body should be cremated.
Yeah,
so may you shed a little light
sure.
on this?
Just in brief. There was a letter put on the BT Swami list explaining this. And it mentioned several things. It mentioned how, you know, it's not unique. Is that, several of the, acharyas and Goswamis, you know, they were, you know, cremated also. Even, I think even Bhaktivinoda was cremated. We have confirmation of that. Some of our scholars, yeah. Even Bhaktivinoda himself. You know, he was cremated. Because of the laws here in the West, you couldn't put me in, you know, in full samadhi here. And because I wanted to have presence here, and at the same time presence in Mayapur with our international center and our one of our biggest projects and our home and with other God brothers. So there'll be a push for Samadhi here, and the actual ashes will be taken, will be taken to Mayapur. So the devotees already have their plans of the Samadhi, and Bhatti Chumaj, I think, was giving some ideas and some help and facilitation about the Samadhi. So all of those things have been pretty much worked out. Okay, we take the last question. Okay. I said only two or three, so this is the third one.
Gurudev, how can we position ourselves so that we can get...
Go ahead. Hold it up.
The full mercy and benefit of what you're taking on for us.
Of what's the last thing? Yeah, so how you we get to take full advantage of, you know, what the spiritual masters try to give us. You take full advantage of it. How do you eat? You just eat. And you digest as best as you can. How do you take anything seriously? You have to have more appreciation of its value. You have to also have more appreciation or fear of what happens if you don't get it. You don't have it. You don't use it. How do we stay out of Maya? We have to have more fear of Maya, but we also have to have more appreciation of what the goal is, and more appreciation for Sadhu, Guru, and Shastra. We take more shelter. And how do we do that? That's all through the ninefold process. So that's the whole process of Krishna consciousness, of somehow having everything that's necessary for going back to Godhead. And now we have to take advantage of it. So your question is a nice question for me to exit on, and for me to make my last formal public appearance. Next time you see this body, for many of you, I guess it'll be when you're putting it in some type of samadhi, or you're doing whatever you do before you go to cremation, those who are here, or with those who come up and read, or do the bhajans, like that. So let's be happy and fully thrilled that we were able to serve together. Let us be fully excited about how we continue this service. Let me beg for your blessings and prayers that as I go through this last shift, that I can do it in a way that will help you more and will give more pleasure to my spiritual master. As I said, this is a very difficult situation of this shift. At the same time, I gave you a little glimpse of the excitement that's there as well. I thank Prabhupada so much for allowing me to be used in this way, and I beg his forgiveness for the fears and the reluctance and the procrastination sometimes that basically my mind would have. I still try to give in as much as I could. Obviously, some imperfections were there. I thank him so much for allowing me to minimize some of your sufferings. Some of you would have encountered a lot more difficulties in your own spiritual journey, and some of that's going to also be eliminated by you looking deeper now at the process and being less distracted by just basic issues that's going to be there. Some of you now will try to have more quality sadhu sangha with others. This is we're being forced to, as Prabhupada's disciples go. We don't know who is going to leave next. So now as we associate at festivals or meetings or look at each other, we share so much deeper heart connection because we are warriors on the battlefield who can become casualties in different ways due to old age sickness, and sometimes somebody can bloop. We can look out and realize the amazing variegated family Prabhupada has given us. And we realize this could not just be this could not just happen by ordinary arrangements. This is due to all kinds of divine showering of blessings that so many souls during Kali Yuga at this time can, you know, say yes, yes to Krishna. So you keep on trying to say yes, even though I would go into my thinking of Vrindavan, still I'll be thinking of all of you in the mood of us joining up together serving. I won't be able to think of you in terms of our present services anymore, or our present environments of struggle, or our present field of activities. So, I hope the way I shared this did not break etiquette. I pray deeply before speaking this, so that I could try to give you the best what I could possibly offer with what limitations that I have. So I could be as honest as possible and let you see my happiness and excitement as well as my timidness about this. So I pray to Prabhupada that I didn't say something that may cause your mind to be even a little more confused. I'm not deserting you. I'm not abandoning you. I've just been called to do other services. This is, I made myself available. I volunteered. So now I have to be ready to do those services. I don't know exactly all the details, the specifics of what I may go through now, but I do understand Divya Mata, that there is madness and there is divine madness. In order to really break all of the necessary shackles, then one has to enter into a divine madness. The sweetness of, I'm all yours, Krishna, and you're all mine. A sweetness that goes beyond any level of love we've ever encountered in this lifetime. A sweetness that goes beyond any kind of protection that we've ever wanted. It's much greater than that. And a sweetness that's of activities that are far beyond the way we normally try to engage ourselves and seek for pleasure. So I'm eager for that, ready for that. And I thank you all for helping this to be accessible for me, because I can never be put in a position if it wasn't for special mercy from Guru and Sadhus. So, Hari Bol. Okay, you can chant Namaste, and I'll see the sannyasis after they finish. Maybe when you come up to the Institute House, just before you take prasadam, I can say my last adieus to all of you, and beg that you put your foot on my head. If you don't, you'll be refusing a dying man's request. So I put you in a difficult position. Somebody else, somebody can chant Namaste. Who's?
Namaste.
Hand him the microphone.
Namaste Narasingaya.
Namaste Narasingaya.
La la la. ladhayane. La 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 dhayayane. Hiranyakashipur Vakshah. Hiranyakashipur Vakshah. Shilatangalakalaya. Shilatangalakalaya. Yeto nisingho parato nisingho. Yato yato itato nisingho. Yato yato yamitato nisingho. By anything, anything. By anything, by anything, by anything, by anything, by anything, by anything, Kamalavare Nakamadhuda Shingam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam Keshavadrita Narahare Rupa Jai Jagadishahare Jai Jagadishahare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Tava Karaka Malavare Nakama Bhuta Singha Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bhinna Keshavadvita Narahare Dubha Jai Jagadisha Hare. Holo Keshavadrita Na Ittubha Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Abadita Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Hare Jaya Nasingha. Jaya Nasingha. Jaya Nasingha. Guru Dev. Gurudev, Gurudev, Jai Gurudev. Jai Jai Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Gaura Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jai Gaura Haribo, 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 Haribo. Shila Bhakti Teta, Shila Bhakti Teta, Shila Bhakti Teta. Shila Bhakti Teta, Shila Bhakti Teta, Shila Bhakti Teta, Shila Bhakti Teta. Nidai Gaura Haribol.